possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Seriously?
What? Is there something wrong with the song choice?
So alive.
I'm alive. I'm so alive.
Those of you who tuned in yesterday and you're like, where's Scott? That's odd. He's not here.
He was still alive. And
we can now finally talk about it. I'm recording a show yesterday morning and I get a text that just says, call me in all caps, which usually means something funny has happened. Like, I don't know, Cracker Barrel has changed its logo back.
We'll get to that in a minute.
So I didn't ignore it, but I was in the middle of taping. Then I get a second text that said, I need you to call me right now.
Sounds very urgent.
And
thank
I'm
you.
Like,
thank you, Dan.
Can you not text me? Like, are you all, is your house, my first thought was his house was on fire. That's, I don't know why I went there. It was my first thought.
House was not on fire.
Your heart was.
Yes.
What happened?
I had a bit of a health scare yesterday. I haven't said anything about this, but over the last few days, I've been experiencing tightness in my chest.
Oh.
And on Monday at the end of the show, it wasn't painful, but I felt a pinch inside my chest right at the end of the show.
Left side?
Yep. And I don't know if you noticed it, but my demeanor on the air changed.
I noticed you were a little quiet, but we got a lot going on in here.
I was like, oh God, what was that? So I get home Monday night, and T and I are having dinner and watching Wheel of Fortune.
As one does.
As one does.
What else would you do?
Of course. And I told her, I said, hey, babe, I need to tell you, I've been having some tightness in my chest. I don't know what's going on. And
she probably screamed at you and said, stop being a man. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
So she said, if this continues, we're going to the doctor. And then I had another pinch later that night inside my chest. And I'm like, oh, this is not good. So yesterday morning I wake up. I take the dog for a walk, maybe a third of a mile.
Yeah.
It wasn't a long walk. And I get home and I can barely catch my breath. And I'm like, this is not normal.
Like, these are all of the warning signs that we've talked about on a loop on the show all the time, telling other men what to do when you have these symptoms.
Do not read me the riot act. I went to the hospital.
Well, you waited a little bit longer than we are all comfortable with.
So then I went upstairs. I walked up the stairs, and I get to the top of the stairs, and I can't catch my breath. And I'm sweating profusely. Like I had done a two-hour workout.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's not that hot out.
No.
It was not hot, and all I did was walk the stairs. My palms are sweaty.
Your knees were weak.
My knees were weak.
Arms were heavy.
I had mom spaghetti.
Vomit on your sweater already.
So anyway, I decide I'm going to go to CVS. I'm going to get my blood pressure checked. So I go to CVS. I do the BP thing that they have by the pharmacy. It is 165 over 104.
Oh, wow. You had Dana Wright blood pressure.
Yes. Dan, remember?
It gets worse. As I'm driving back from CVS, I remember that Tasha has a cuff at home.
Yeah.
So I go up the stairs again, catch my breath, sit down. I'm literally pouring sweat, And I sit down in my chair in the master bedroom, primary bedroom.
Try not to panic.
Right. And I put the cuff on and I take the blood pressure, and, you know, hit yep. start, whatever. It's 185 over 116.
Yeah.
And the machine tells me you have severe hypertension. See a doctor immediately.
Oh, my machine never even told me that.
Oh, yeah.
Your machine goes,
I do believe that is stage two hypertension.
So
that
you
is,
guys, that is even correct. After all of this, he called his neighbor, thank God, who was home.
Who's a nurse.
And says, hey, like, what should I do? Should I go in and see the doctor?
She says, I'm on
She's
my
like,
way.
She's like, I'm on my mm-hmm. We're going to the ER.
And then before getting in the car, he takes the time to call me.
Yes.
Sounds like he just ran a marathon.
I called you first, by the way.
I know.
But you didn't answer.
And I'm taping. I thought you were just going to be like, oh my gosh, did you see they're engaged? Like, I didn't know what was going on because normally you and I goof around some before the show. Anyway, so you take a battery of tests yesterday. Tell me don't say anything to anyone. We want to get in, see what's going on. I made you call your mom and your kids. And then I promised not to say anything on the show until we knew.
Now we know. Nothing.
They did not find anything.
They tested me. They tested me for blockage of the arteries leading into the heart. Negative. We did a blood clot test for my lungs. Negative.
No angina?
I have no idea what that is.
Hmm.
But that sounds dirty.
He did all of the tests, Dan, and it came back. Now, so the good news is, Scott, you've sort of been given an expensive clean bill of health. They don't mess around with a 50-something-year-old man that's got chest pains.
I'll tell you this. When you go into an ER and you present with heart issues, you go straight to the back.
Mm-hmm.
I think I sat down for 1 minute. 1 minute.
Did they give you any recommendations on how to avoid this in the future?
So I'm on a new blood pressure medication.
Yeah, because that's right. You've been on blood pressure meds for...
I've been on lisinopril for years.
A long time.
But they gave me another one that I'm to take with lisinopril.
Okay.
Double dipping.
They recommended a couple of lifestyle changes.
Okay.
I'll be honest. I haven't been going to the gym as much as I used to. The doctor wants me to get back in the gym on a regular basis.
Okay.
Eat better.
Is it possible this was a panic attack that just presented in some bizarre form or fashion?
It could be. I don't know.
Just out of nowhere, by the way. Because that's what I was diagnosed with, Dan. What my bizarre blood pressure spike that has never happened since. And I keep that cuff at home just in case. It's never happened since. And my doctor said, look, we think you were in the middle of one gigantic panic attack and then you start getting anxious that you think there's something physically wrong with you, and then right. It just spirals.
Yeah, because it can be very scary.
I can't self-diagnose, but I was shaking.
Yeah.
Like Heather, my neighbor, when we were in the room, in the emergency room, she's like, put your hands out. And I put my hands out, and I was like this.
Yeah.
They were shaking. And she's like, huh, that's interesting. And, Dana, I don't know what it was, but my blood pressure was through the roof.
And now it's back down.
Yes. Today it's back down.
Well, and you're 53, you had a sharp pain in your chest area. If you thought that maybe it was a heart attack, but ignored that symptom because you're a male, that will drive your subconscious anxiety to go through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
We're glad you're back.
I'm alive.
But so alive. You took action.
And I missed the Taylor Swift.
Oh, I said to him this morning, Dan, when I called him, I said, first of all, how are you feeling? But no, I go back
that
up.
That is not That's what not you a- said. That is not what you said. Tell the truth. Tell everybody what you
he
said.
He answered the phone and I said, whatever you're doing, drop it and don't go toward the light.
Come back.
I said, of all the days, decide to have a heart/panic attack.
And I told Dana, all I'm hearing is Jesus saying, welcome home, brother. Welcome
turn
home.
Turn around and run. Meet you in that chair today.
No room in the newscast for anything from you. We had other stuff going on.
I understand.
So thank you.
Yes, you did miss the big announcement. we will get to that and all of the news of the day in our stack. There's some heavy stuff in the news today. Yeah. There's, you know, we are still coming off the high of the celebration of that engagement announcement. We're just glad you're okay.
I'm glad I'm okay. I'll tell you this. Moments like yesterday put things back in perspective.
Oh, yeah.
And they remind me that hey, dum-dum, maybe we need to get back into the gym. Maybe we need to eat more green stuff, you know? And whether it was a panic attack or something that, they just can't explain, my bill, by the way, is going to be $2,700.
Yeah, you think you were having a stroke prior.
But that's the best $2,700 I ever spent.
Yeah.
Because I know that everything internally is okay.
It's okay. You don't have a widow maker. You don't have a blockage. You don't, you know.
Well, if you need some advice on a healthier lifestyle, I may know a guy.
Yeah.
You know a personal trainer?
Dan,
I might.
We were in the newsroom, and I guess Sam came up behind Scott and said, okay, I'm just going to say hi.
I started patting his shoulder.
Pat you on the shoulder?
I'm going to approach you slowly.
A gentle approach.
I don't
want
to make any sudden movements.
How are you today? How are you feeling?
Alter the pressure of your blood.
No more jump scares.
No, I've never found that to be funny.
Those aren't funny. Anyway.
Hello, cortisol. Nice to meet you.
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. It really did put things in perspective.
Yeah. We need a code word, and it should be actual emergency, because normally when you're like, oh my God, call me right now, I'm like, yeah, I'll get around to it. Yesterday it was like you actually needed me to call you.
Well, I was on my way to the hospital in Heather's car, and I needed to talk to you because I knew once we got there, I'm going straight to the back.
Yeah. Did you hear clear?
Dana thought you were being histrionic.
Thank you.
What does that mean?
We'll get to that later. I asked him, at any moment, did you hear the two words crash cart?
Yeah, no, no.
I was trying to make you laugh.
I'm in the emergency room. They're like putting all these things on my chest, which, by the way, I'm not going to show it to you, but if I were to lift up my shirt.
A lot of marks.
It looks like I've had a lot of hickeys.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There are blood circles all the way up my chest.
Yeah.
From
you've
the side
cupped
of my
and leached and everything
oh,
else.
Oh my
what an
God.
Exciting way to start the week.
Yeah, and the nurses, when they were putting them on, right? They're super
sticky.
Yes.
And they said, shave you?
No, no, and I have a hairy chest.
There was no time, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
So they're putting I'm laying on this bed, right? And I have like two women, one on the left, one on the right, and they're just putting all this stuff on me, and they're super sticky. And they said, by the way, we don't take these off. You have to take them off yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ugh. So I did, like last night at 6:30, whenever we got dismissed. And let's just say I have patches of
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes. There's some Kelly Clarkson on my chest.
You should have used some Goo Gone or some WD-40 or something.
A warm bath.
Sam Stevie III, Dan Weinbaum, Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks and thankful to be alive today here on KMBZ.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAFGiving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Sadly, there is no avoiding it. As many of you know, there was another school shooting today, this one in Minneapolis at Annunciation School in Minneapolis. It's obviously a Catholic school. K through 8, I think, are the grades.
I believe that's correct, yeah.
They were in the chapel doing mass this morning when somebody shot through the windows, having barricaded the door.
From the outside, yeah.
Correct. Two children are dead, sadly, ages 8 and 10. 17 people are injured, 14 children, 3 adults. The gunman killed himself. I don't know what we say about this, other than it's happened again. This will change nothing. If Sandy Hook didn't change it, this one won't either.
You know, the mayor came out and gave a fiery statement here in the last little bit, and we don't have audio here in the studio, but we have closed captioning, and he said, I'm tired of the prayers. This is not about prayer. These children were literally praying when this happened, and we are awaiting a 2:30 news conference and update. We're getting word that the Archbishop has just released a statement. My heart is broken, and we need an end to gun violence.
The Pope is also waiting.
The Pope is also. Thank you, Sam. You literally stole my next line. Go ahead. Do we know what he said?
I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. The Pope has also released a statement today regarding this. This, of course, was at a Catholic school and church, K through 8. In Minneapolis, two children dead, ages 8 and 10. And as I mentioned a moment ago, 17 others were injured, 14 children, and 3 adults. This was the first week of school at Annunciation Church. And
the first student mass.
Oh, was it the first student mass too?
So yeah, they typically, or at least when I was in Catholic school, and of all the Catholic schools I know
like
around the
Metro. Like the welcome mass, Sam? The welcome.
You go to mass every single Wednesday. So if it was the first week of school, this was the first mass for all of the students who were coming back for the school year. By the way, the Pope expressed his heartfelt condolences and assurance of spiritual closeness to all of those affected by the terrible tragedy, especially the families now grieving the loss of a child.
A parent described the horrific details to the Minnesota Star Tribune. He just pepper sprayed through the stained glass windows into the building. 50 to 100 shots. Right. He killed two children. This is terrible, she says. This is evil. I do not know how you defend against this.
Well, I mean, quite frankly, it would be almost impossible. In the world that we live in now, it would be almost impossible. You could have a security guard. But the security guard theoretically would be inside the church, not outside the church. And
it was also the side of the church. I mean, what are you going to surround the church with security guards?
Right. And I mean, think about how many Catholic schools we have here in town.
A lot.
You know, St. James, St. Thomas Aquinas. I mean, I could go on and on.
It breaks my heart. There's an interview with a fifth grade survivor who talks about his buddy laying on him. And he said, my friend got hit. And he calls his friend a hero. He's in fifth grade, Scott, and cute little redhead with freckles and is clearly in shock, but as matter-of-factly as he can, explaining what happened in that room. And I don't know how we stop this. I don't know how we protect our children from it. I don't know how we shelter them from this that we have created.
Well, I will say this. The United States does not have the market cornered on
mental illness,
on violence or mental illness. But for whatever reason, we do have the market cornered on school shootings. And I don't understand it. Is it the proliferation of guns? We can have that discussion some other time. I'm not going to have it now. Is it that everybody and their mother can get their hand on a gun? What is it that is uniquely American about school shootings? There is something wrong. The richest, freest country on the planet, for whatever reason, has a problem. Let's not deny it anymore. Not that we were denying it before, but let's not deny it anymore. What is it about this country where you have more freedoms than anybody on the planet? You are richer than anybody on the planet. But apparently, for whatever reason, we can't seem to get our hands around the mental illness and the gun proliferation in this country. I don't understand it. Honest to God, I don't. And don't think that what happened today in Minneapolis is going to change anything. It's not. There's no chance. You know, Dana and I have said for years, for 13 years, if Sandy Hook didn't change the narrative,
nothing will.
Nothing will.
It's not going to happen.
That's exactly right.
You know, what is just shattering about this, as with all school shootings, is that we talked about gun violence on the program yesterday, Scott, and, you know, do we arm and secure our surface parking lots better because there's been several incidents of gun violence at these parking lots in downtown Kansas City and in our entertainment districts. And Sam and I were talking about this yesterday. The last shooting, and there has been another person who died after that shooting at 12th and Grand. It was at 4 a.m. And a couple of the victims, one of the survivors and one of the victims, they were 14, 15 years old. And you, not victim blaming here, but we talked about this and said, you know, your mom always said nothing good happens after midnight, right?
Absolutely.
That at 4 a.m., I would be terrified to have my children in any entertainment district in any city because it's 4 a.m.
I would be terrified if my kids were out at 4 a.m. anywhere.
It's 4 a.m., right? And so there are certain scenarios where you hear these stories and you're like, that's terrible. We have to get a handle on the violence, .. But it was 4 a.m. and that scares me. Like, you would not want to be out at 4 a.m. There's nothing in this scenario that any of those parents would have changed. Their children were safe.
It was 8:30 in the morning.
It was 8:30 in the morning. They were praying at mass.
By the way, that fifth grader said that they had done active shooter drills his entire scholastic career for inside the school. They had never once done an active shooter drill.
And that breaks my heart that he can verbalize that. Nor would it have mattered when someone is hellbent on spraying 100 rounds through the windows.
913-586-7798, 913-586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all.
Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We are standing by for an update out of Minneapolis on the school shooting at the Catholic school, where two children were killed, 14 kids and three adults injured in that shooting. The gunman shot from outside as everybody was gathered for mass. When we get the news conference, we'll bring it to you live. Roger in Olathe. Roger, hello.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. Well, my dad was a great guy, raised in the country in Hartville, Missouri. Couldn't stay away from guns. I mean, he loved them. And he even gave me one time for a birthday present. I ended up giving it back to him, but that's beside the point. He took guns to school every day. He had friends that brought guns to school every day. No one ever got shot or hurt or even slipped up and made a mistake. They had a value on life that they understood, and we don't even understand that anymore. And I'm so just devastated by these kids being dead and hurt and everything. But, you know, if we just look at our values, what do I think most important? Is it somebody else's life? Or is it making me feel good in some other way? I don't know. What do you guys think about that? I mean, I just say values are more important than anything else. And in my case, it's Christian values. And so, anyway, that's all I have. But yep. Appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity to speak.
Appreciate you calling.
Thank you for the call, Roger.
Thank you. I am not immune to the memory of my classmates at Lansing driving to school in their pickup trucks, those who lived out in the country, and there were guns on racks in the back of the truck, and nobody thought twice about it. Nobody thought twice about it. It was just normal.
My grandpa's hung on a rack in the rec room for years.
Yep.
They were taken down when they would go hunting. They would put them back up. They were just on display in the rec room.
There were no guns. I mean,
no one back then thought a thing about it. You knew as a child, you don't touch that. You don't go near that. I never in a million years would have even thought about going anywhere near it. The United States has failed our kids. And that's not a political statement. There have been presidents on both sides of the aisle that have failed and failed and failed again in this regard. Congress, all of Congress, has failed our children. We have allowed it And there's nothing more to say about it. Other countries have violence and they have video games, and other countries have mental health issues. They do not have the issue that we have with our children growing up with these shooter drills that don't even work.
Well, I've told you this story before. When we moved to Lansing, there was a green, it was very skinny. It was probably about 2 feet across, 3 feet across. And it was 6 feet tall in the garage. It was a lime green locker. And my dad told me, under no circumstances, are you to ever touch the green locker.
Yeah.
Don't ever touch it. And I never did. I respected, but I feared my father. And I loved him. And I never touched the green locker, no matter what. When he passed in May of 98, we opened the green locker, and it was an arsenal.
Yeah. And you knew it. You knew that's what was going to be in there.
I had a feeling that it was guns. Yeah, of course.
CBS News reporting that the gunman was a graduate of the school.
Okay.
23 years old. Very detailed manifesto. They don't have the physical manifesto in hand yet, I don't believe. But they found YouTube videos, one 10 minutes long, one 20 minutes long, of them flipping through their manifesto.
From the text line, I'm assuming this is from a younger person. Your generation failed mine.
Absolutely. You will get no argument from me whatsoever.
Jim in Topeka. Hello, Jim.
Yes, I had the same feeling of failing generations and what have you, and I date it back to closing the mental institutions and closing down a lot of the mental health support that they needed to have.
Which occurred in the 1980s under Ronald Reagan.
And trying not to be political about it, but when you turn people that are unstable out into the general public, anything can happen. When we delete the mental health treatments that were necessary, anything could happen. If those people were so disturbed that they did that, and then to kill themselves, they needed mental help before any of this happened. So if we're going to concentrate a solution, we're going to have to deal with part of the mental health issues that these people were going through. And we keep locking in on one subject, and there's more than one subject to lock into. And I go, mental health, mental health, mental health.
But how do we do that? But Jim, how do we do that?
Do we reopen the institutions? And I'm just saying, and you know this, Jim, with what money and what resources.
And involuntarily confine people, or commit, thank you.
Yes.
Commit people to these institutions.
It may be unpopular, but it may be necessary to be able to do. When we make it so hard to be able to isolate the people, we allow that to happen. Because like the one that she knew there was a problem, but she didn't get the correct help. Maybe had she been involved with getting the correct help, maybe that other one wouldn't have taken place. Hmm. In almost every instance we've had the blinking light that says there's a mental problem, but they didn't get the treatment that they needed. So we've got to find a way to be able to help them and to do that. Thank you for allowing the thought.
All right, Jim. Thank you. Scott in Lee Summit. Hello, Scott.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
You know, everybody keeps talking about mental health, mental health, mental health. But nobody's talking about the just pure evil of what's happening. I think hanging the mental health sign on this is bad for mental health. And, you know, I'm 61 years old, and we've talked already about, you know, my generation, Scott's generation, the access to guns in the back of the window of trucks. There was mental health issues back then, but you didn't have this mess.
True.
And everybody's just, oh, I'm so sorry for your loss. I don't know what the answer is. Obviously, nobody knows what the answer is, but other countries have figured this out, and I don't know who's going to have to be killed or how many kids are going to have to be killed before there's a serious conversation about either access to guns or, air quote, mental health. But I don't think it all stems from mental health.
Sometimes people are just evil, Scott.
Yeah. I am a 61-year-old Christian. I love the Lord. And I can't even wrap my head around what would happen my daughter's 27 years old, and I have a 2.5-year-old grandson, and she's like, he's not going to public school. She's going to quit working when he's ready for school and homeschool this child.
Hmm. Because of the violence in America?
Absolutely. And I know it's a million to one. I don't know how many, what the odds are that her son would get shot, but she's not going to take that chance. And I couldn't imagine getting a phone call from anybody saying my grandson is dead. Hmm. I can't wrap my brain around that reaction.
Nor should you have to.
No, and that is so sad that we live, like you said, Scott, in the richest country in the world, the freest country in the world, the best country in the world, and we have the worst. I don't even know what the word is. You guys were talking yesterday about the homicide rate and how these other countries cut it to 80%.
Scott, real quick.
What did they do?
Scott, thank you. Thank you for the call. We're going to cut it short. The officials are getting ready to take the podium with an update on what is happening in Minneapolis. I see a priest there.
That's Governor Tim Walz.
Governor Tim Walz is standing by. Multiple members of the clergy and law enforcement behind him as we await an update on what has happened there this afternoon.
All right. Governor Tim Walz appears to be approaching the microphone. Sam, can we go to him now?
Certainly a day and a news conference that no one wants to be at. A community behind us, Annunciation Church and School, committed to academics, service, and Catholic values, filled with the first days of school, of beautiful children, going to learn those values, share with their teachers and their classmates. And instead of that joy and that curiosity and that learning, they were met with evil and horror and death. And we often come to these and say, these unspeakable tragedies, or there's no words for this. There shouldn't be words for these types of incidents because they should not happen. And there's no words that are going to ease the pain of the families today. On behalf of all the people of Minnesota, our deepest sympathies, a wish that any of these words would make what you're feeling now better, but it won't. A place that's founded on community, founded on service, founded on family. I'd like to give special thank you to the mayor and the team in Minneapolis, Minneapolis Police Department, Hennepin County Sheriff's Office, Minnesota State Patrol, the BCA, so many agencies, our federal partners in the FBI, the first responders, and the heroic work that's happening now as we speak at multiple medical locations, including Hennepin County Medical Center, where most of our children were transported to receive the life-saving care. The thoughts and prayers and the hopes and the support that we need to give them in this moment, too, is critical. Speaking with all the people here and grateful to our federal partners, Senator Klobuchar speaking early this morning and receiving a call from President Trump, who was with his leadership team of the Attorney General and the Vice President, expressing their deep condolences amongst the horror that happened and an offer to provide the support to the folks here in Minnesota of what's needed. So there's a lot of cameras here, and unfortunately we have been through these types of things. They will be gone at some point. All of you, you have to do your jobs. But what happened here today will not be gone. Minnesotans will not step away. We'll stand with this community. We'll redouble ourselves to do the best we can to understand what we can do to prevent any parent from having to receive the calls they received today, from any school dedicated to children having to respond to a situation that, as we said, is unthinkable, but that's all too common, not just in Minnesota, but across this country. It's Minnesota's day today, and it's my strongest desire that no state, no community, no school ever experiences a day like this. So I ask the rest of the folks around the country who are watching, keep us in your thoughts and prayers, but also keep us in the thoughts for action. Keep us in the ideas that we can work together. And it's on these days like this, I think, and I hope we can hold on to it. We are unified as a community. Everybody across the country today is part of the Annunciation Parish, and they're with those families. With that, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey.
Thank you, Governor. Throughout the morning, we have seen this extraordinary Minneapolis family step up in thousands of different ways. People with strength, resilience, compassion, and love for the families that have been forever impacted by this heinous act. We want to make sure that we're doing everything possible for them right now, and I want to give a special thank you, and we are so grateful to all of the faculty and the teachers at Annunciation. The way that they acted during severe threat and danger was nothing short of heroic. This is a tragic and horrible event that should never occur, and it would have been all the more tragic and horrible had they not stepped in. At times, perhaps put themselves in danger to protect others. As horrible as this has been, it could have been far worse. I'm grateful for our law enforcement partners, our police officers in the Minneapolis Police Department and other law enforcement agencies well beyond that step up, that answered the call to make sure that they were running towards danger when so many of the rest of us would have run in the other direction. Thank you. We are so appreciative of your service. To Principal DeBoer and your whole team, the ethic that you have showed, the love that you've shown, it's flat out incredible. And at the same time, look, we need to be doing more than talking. It can't just be words. There needs to be action. And when we have seen school shooting after school shooting, when we have seen churches get shot up by horrible actors, I think the impetus has to be on all of us as leaders to do a whole lot more, to recognize that we've got more guns in this country than we have people. And it's on all of us to recognize the truth and the reality that we can't just say that this shouldn't happen again and then allow it to happen again. And again, beyond that, it's on all of us. And I have heard about a whole lot of hate that's being directed at our trans community. Anybody who is using this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any other community out there has lost their sense of common humanity. We should not be operating out of a place of hate for anyone. We should be operating from a place of love for our kids. Kids died today. This needs to be about them. This needs to be wrapping our arms around these families with every bit of love that we can possibly show. And I know that our Minneapolis family and well beyond is prepared to do exactly that. And so my message to everyone out there is, again, these families are experiencing some acute pain right now. But don't just think of these as somebody else's kids. Think of your own. Let's make sure that we're acting now to not just say it's never happening again, but ensure it doesn't. Our chief of police, who's been working tirelessly throughout the day, along with, again, a number of different law enforcement agencies, investigators, federal partners, state partners. Thank you, Senator Klobuchar, for being here. Been working tirelessly, and I'd like to invite him up to give some more of the details that that have come up. Chief.
My name is Brian O'Hara, B-R-I-A-N, O apostrophe H-A-R-A. I am the Minneapolis Police Chief. Good afternoon, and thank you all for your patience as we continue to gather the facts in this investigation into this truly unthinkable tragedy that happened here earlier today. I want to make sure that we are providing the most accurate information possible, particularly as we speak around our victims. At this point, we know we have a total of 19 victims from this tragedy. Two were young children, ages 8 and 10, that were sitting in the pews at Mass when they were shot and killed. They were pronounced deceased on the scene. There were another 14 children between the ages of 6 and 15 that were injured by gunfire. There were also three adults in their 80s that were parishioners here attending Mass that were also shot in this incident. The families of all of the children that have been affected have been notified. The coward that shot these victims took his own life in the rear of the church. That coward has been identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman. No prior criminal history. As to the weapons used to perpetrate this horrific attack, there was a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol. All three had been lawfully purchased by the shooter. At this stage, we believe that the shooter had acted alone. There is no indication of other suspects directly involved in carrying out this attack. Our investigators are working with other agencies in the process of executing four search warrants. One is for the church itself, where this crime occurred. The other three are residences nearby in the metro that are related to this shooter. Additional firearms are being recovered from those three residential locations as we speak. We are also aware of a manifesto that the shooter had timed to be released on YouTube. This manifesto appeared to show him at the scene and included some disturbing writings. That content has since been taken down with the assistance of the FBI, and it now remains under active review by our investigators. We know this community is reeling and is in pain. I want to ensure everyone in our community, this parish, all of the families affected, and all of our residents, that all of law enforcement collectively, local law enforcement, our county, our state, and all of our federal law enforcement partners have been here, and we are all working tirelessly to uncover the full scope of what happened, to try and identify a motive why it happened, and whether there are any other further details. We will continue to share updates as the investigation progresses, and we remain committed to being as transparent as possible while protecting the integrity of this investigation. In a moment, I will take some questions that I am able to answer, but first I want to bring up the principal of Annunciation School, Matt Du Bois, as well as, after him, the Archbishop, our Archbishop Bernard Hebda. So, principal.
Good afternoon, everyone. To any of our students and families and staff watching right now, I love you. You're so brave, and I'm so sorry this happened to us today. Within seconds of this situation beginning, our teachers were heroes. Children were ducked down. Adults were protecting children. Older children were protecting younger children. And as we heard earlier, it could have been significantly worse without their heroic action. This is a nightmare, but we call our staff the dream team. And we will recover from this. We will rebuild from this. When we planned for this school year, we intentionally chose a theme from the prophet Jeremiah chapter 29, a future filled with hope. There's nothing about today that can fill us with hope. We, as a community, have a responsibility to make sure that no child, no parent, no teacher ever has to experience what we've experienced today, ever again. I need everybody to commit those words to your speech patterns, never again. We lost two angels today. And please continue to pray for those still receiving care. We can't change the past, but we can do something about the future. There's an African proverb that says, when you pray, move your feet. So I beg you, I ask you to please pray, but don't stop with your words. Let's make a difference and support this community, these children, these families, these teachers. Never again can we let this happen. I love you, Annunciation family. We're with you, and we will be stronger when this is done.
We will continue to monitor the situation out of Minneapolis this afternoon. Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.